to hollering wanting to go home, and I don't know what all this morning.
Well, anyway, he fell and hit his head on something.
Well, okay.
Right up there and cut a place. I don't know if they stitched it up. The little doctor did. He comes up from Jackson's there over the weekend.
Emergency.
I got to get on. I'm going to go back up and stay with her tonight. So I got to get on. Got a lot of work to do. Cats and things. So, you can call Sydney.
I'll call him after we leave.
Well, I know I'm in tonight.
Yeah.
So I won't run on, so I
okay.
I'm going back up there tonight.
Okay. Well, let me know how he is when you come back.
Well, I won't be back. I'll in the morning. I'll let you know.
Well.
Who was that?
That's my brother-in-law, Phil.
Oh.
He's got heart in the arteries, and he ain't had no mind for no telling how long the man had.
Where did they have to carry him to the...
Had to carry him to the hospital.
Hmm.
And this poor old thing here is where he sits to this week, and that's the best man that ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
He's a neighbor to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a neighbor to me, too. He's a real friend to me.
He lived close by?
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of good friends.
That's nice to have.
It sure is.
Like that.
Ain't nothing more. That's what I love about the country.
Everybody takes care of everybody else.
Uh-huh. They don't do it in time.
Mm-hmm. That's about right. Mm-hmm. When you were eating a meal, what were the different things you used to eat the meal with? You know, utensil?
A fork and a spoon. I never pick up a knife.
Mm-hmm.
I'd mostly eat with a fork.
Mm-hmm. And if you were having meat, you might have
I'd have to cut it. Meat and he is a knife.
Did you ever have a set of steak?
Knives.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't believe I have.
Mm-hmm.
I may have steak knives now, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been plenty of knives of.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that wasp flying around. Do y'all have many insects around here bad about stinging you?
That's the only one I've had in trouble with, and I thought I had killed him this morning, but I hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get some of that hot shot and get hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
I got to call Clyde.
Mm-hmm. What other kind of stinging insects you got around here?
That's a wasp is about the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing's been given, well, I ain't had nothing stinging as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't been nothing bothering me. I just have trouble with them coming in the house and I kill them out.
Yes, ma'am.
And these trolls have water. You want some water?
A little thirsty. I can go get it.
No, I expect I'll have to get up and get some ice because we didn't drink that well out of that hot. I just have to take my time.
No, that's all right. I could get it if you want me to. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that water in Greenwood, when I take a bath in it, I feel kind
of
oily.
Oh, you got Greenwood?
Big part?
In Greenwood?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
It feels kind of oily or something.
Uh-huh.
Like red.
It ain't good water like this out here.
Mm-hmm.
This comes out of the hill. This comes from close to Grenada.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That down in the hill, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Poor house.
Yeah. See, hey, I was asking you about insects that sting you. You ever see this little insect, looks like it makes its nest out of mud on the side of your house?
Yeah, that's all.